Are you organizing an event for youths? Then you'd better keep up with the trends. Tom Palmaerts is a trend watcher at Trendwolves and helped writing the European Youth Trend Report. In this episode, you'll find out what drives your target audience. Hi, Tom. Welcome in our studio.
Hello, Kevin.
We're going to talk about youth. Yeah. You're doing a research on the subject, yeah, especially on the trends.
Yeah.
But there were also some interesting things for organizers to find in.
Yeah, definitely. Like, this is our trend report.
It looks fancy.
Yeah, yeah. We have to do this. It is a trend report. It has to look fancy and cool. No, but the product itself should also tell something about the trends that we
talk that's
about.
Promising for the interview following now.
Here we go. So we describe 8 social cultural trends. Of course, there are some. Well, first, you have to think about those trends with the timing of next 5 to 10 years.
Okay,
so it doesn't tell you as an organizer what to do tomorrow to be hip and trendy. No, mm-hmm. It tells you something about what the next 5 years will look like and gives you the opportunity to be trendsetter on your own, to be the next Tomorrowland.
But that's what a lot of people are looking for, so that's interesting.
Yeah.
And what are the things that are relevant for our industry?
I think you can link every trend to your industry. Mm-hmm. But the first thing that comes in mind is raw and a bit bad style. And what I mean by that is the beauty became mainstream.
Yeah.
Everybody knows how beauty works. Take Instagram, take a picture of yourself, use the right filter, and you're beautiful.
Yeah.
Everybody knows today, it's nothing personal.
Okay,
this is white, this is green.
It's very clean,
it works perfect, it's very slick. Everything can be a little bit more aggressive, a little bit more raw.
Yeah.
For instance, in color design, you have to search for clashing colors. Clashing textures. It mm-hmm. can like give you like first impressions. Well, what the hell is this at all? It has to do something with you.
Yeah.
By raw, I mean that our interior, our design, the feeling that you get from the event
mm-hmm.
can be more rougher. For instance, this is pretty slick design.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it can be more like wood, like things that are rougher. This is very, again, this very, you don't feel this. It is mm-hmm. cold. Your iPad technology most of the time is very cold. So
Apple's gone in the future because they are very slick in design.
I think they really have to think about their future design. Yeah,
okay.
I definitely think so. Technology needs to give us certain feelings and textures. It needs to give us more warmth.
Yeah.
I think when we go from the screens to technology that is embracing, that is on our clothes, then we are more focused on.
But does that also mean at an event you have a lot of cables running over and you try to hide them? You do your very best to do that?
Yeah, you try to do your best to be the perfect event that nothing can go wrong.
Yeah.
But in this world, actually, it's not only the event world.
That's the world we're living in.
That's boring.
So leave the cables running.
Yeah, leave them running. I give a lot of speeches everywhere in the world, and I try to do things so people are scaring, like, oh, what's going to happen? What's going to happen? For instance, this bottle, take a glass of water, put it on stage. Don't put it here. Put it on stage and walk around.
So it can break.
So you can, the idea that it might go wrong, mm-hmm. it makes it very sexy, intriguing, and it's difference between a real life event and just watching a television show like this. Like, if something goes wrong, I hope that you will cut out.
No, not anymore.
We have to talk about that in the beginning. But you have to create problems or imperfection.
Yeah.
I think in this world, imperfection is the new luxury.
Okay.
It's sexy. Yeah.
Okay. What I also notice a lot, especially on social media, is that youth is looking for boundaries
making things very extreme.
Yeah, it's the ultimate experience. One of the trends that we describe is intox detox. Mm-hmm. What I mean by that is that in everything we do, we go to the extreme. For instance, if you want to cycle,
yeah,
you will buy the best gear you can find. You're not just gonna run. No, you're gonna.
Yeah, you need a running computer.
Yeah, and you need everything to do this, the ultimate best.
Yeah.
But this is an intox world. But you also search for the detox world. So we go for fastest in our life, multi-connectivity, and then we also go for the cold spot where we don't have connection, where we are in search for touch, where we search for silence.
Does it also mean there's a need for events where, for example, no Wi-Fi?
Yeah, so you can choose to go the ultimate detox version, or you can choose to go to the ultimate intox version.
But then it needs to work.
Yeah, so if you say, well, we're going to do the fastness in life, we're going to work on that, then 3D or Wi-Fi should be perfect. Like extremely, extremely good. Or you choose that path, or you say that there is no connectivity at all, mm-hmm. and that you use as your marketing way of communicating about it. But this also means that you can't text someone. So there is no communication. So it's all or the one extreme or the other extreme.
But you need communication up front then. Because if people
To get people there. Yeah. And also, you have to tell them that there won't be any form of communication at the event. You have to be, but it is or the one or an event where you have to search for your Wi-Fi. Those going to be the bad experience you will get. Or the one thing or the other thing.
Is it the same thing with health? I read a lot about health in the report.
Yeah, also food. I see that, well, it's not all the time, but there is a lot of fast food in events. And that's the one side. Fast food is wonderful. I really like a good hamburger. but also the other side, extreme health experiences in food.
Yeah.
We don't see a lot of events,
vegetarian meals and so on.
No, I think it's evolving, but it's really something you have to work on, and it's not about vegetarians because people aren't vegetarians. People, they eat meat and they can eat a lot of meat when they're in the one track of experience, but then if they are in their other track of experience, where at that moment, health is extremely important. Then they will search for extremely healthy food. So again, it is or you don't give up and you just give a lot of fat meats and fat burgers, or you go to the extreme of very, very healthy. But also in your sound environment, or you say flashy colors, flashy visuals, heavy sounds, Tomorrowland, like, way over top.
Yeah.
Or you create spaces, you create environments where there is very silent noises, very easy, very quiet, where you sit down and where you actually can feel everything, where there's space to communicate, space maybe to sleep, space where you maybe can be one-to-one.
Yeah.
We did research on the future of cultural space for youngsters. And when you talk to politicians, it should be big.
Yeah, of course.
When you talk to bands, well, the sound should be really, really great and like bombastic. When you talk to youngsters, they're all asking for very small event spaces where there's room
for... And what
for
is small?
For instance, for festivals, they're asked for space for 50 people.
That's very small.
party space for 20 people.
Yeah.
So they're asking for small. And why is this? I think at this moment, we live in a very fast, high technology, 24/7 communication world. So what is today love or luxury that is a face-to-face communication? Conversation. Yeah,
being disconnected and
being disconnected, enjoying silence, enjoying textures.
Yeah.
So I think those things will more and more pop up during the next 5 years. Definitely.
Those are very interesting trends, but in the report there are much more. If people want to read it all, what do they need to do?
Check our website, trendtools.com, and you can buy it there. It's not that expensive.
Okay.
And it's a very beautiful product. Again, the things that are in this, those are not like, well, look at that event organizer in Japan. He's doing this. Yeah. Copy this and be the next cool thing. No, it is. It gives you insights in social cultural evolutions in our society. And if you are good and if you have the right creatives around you, you can create your next trendsetting event and not just an event that follows all the trends that you see in the rest of the world.
Okay.
So it is a starting point for you. For innovation and for your future company.
Definitely. Okay, Tom. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Kevin.
And you at home, thank you for watching our show. I hope to see you next week.